Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hyundai. Restart your journey towards a greener Ireland at Hyundai.ie.
Hey, Dr. Ava, good morning.
Good afternoon.
I keep thinking that I'm in morning mode on a Saturday. Sorry, I'm actually there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you been out to any restaurants this week?
I have been, yes.
Right. And how was that experience?
Very good. Really enjoyed it, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, because we've all been cocooning, per se, no matter what age we are, cooking and learning new skills. And for some of us, it's been great. I mean, I've enjoyed it, you know, cooking more fresh food. For other people,
Absolutely.
It's more difficult.
But it's obviously important that we keep the balance in life and also that we keep the businesses going. And Irish people like their socialising, I suppose, and it's very good for mental health. And we just need to learn to obviously do good choices in the restaurants, and we need to be sensible, obviously, with the new guidelines, but I'm sure we can do that.
Yeah. Now, you've been with Brendan over the last few weeks, giving us tips on how we can lose weight and eat better. And obviously, the two are inextricably linked. And snacking is what you want to talk to me about today.
Yeah, I know. The one question is, do we actually need snacking, first of all? Because, you know, traditionally, we had three meals. We had breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then the snacking, is this actually more something that has been pushed
for us by
the advertising? Snacking that we have between our main meals. And unfortunately, it does add a lot of calories, usually for example, for the weight gain. The reason,
right.
One of the biggest reasons for weight gain is people snack and they're talking about these chocolate bars, unhealthy, high carbohydrate, you know, very little nutritional
Well, like a biscuit at 11s, is that snacking?
You see, yeah, we don't really need, biscuits don't have any nutritional value. Saying that, we all like sweet things and it's natural and there's a balance in life.
Mm.
But what I'm obviously trying to highlight here more is the fact that when we are trying to lose weight and create that energy deficit, what would be the snacks that would be something that we can grab either from the fridge or on the go, that if we feel that, you know, we can't make it all the way to the next meal,
yeah,
which would be either lunch and the dinner. Usually the reason we don't make it up to that because we're hungry, because obviously the meal was not balanced and didn't have enough fiber and protein.
Well, you're right up my street on that one, because
a lot of it is habit, we are pushed by advertising. We put petrol in the car and there is all these chocolate bars, and I would be one of those. I need to have these discussions with myself all the time because I love chocolate, I love sweet things.
Well, if I was to get a private consultation with you, I just wouldn't be able to afford it. So now that I have the free opportunity with you here, I'm a great believer of, you know, having a really good breakfast in the morning. And what I'll do, I'll have porridge. I will make it fresh, obviously. I chop up loads of berries, fruit, you know, the punnel that you buy in the supermarket, your grapes, berries, they'll throw them
in.
Can
I just stop you there? You see, there's already a lot of carbohydrates there. So there's a lot of instant energy, and that's all fine. That's what I'm saying. That should carry you to lunchtime.
Yeah, well, so I throw them in. I get some chia. You know, the chia, sunflower seeds.
What you have said there already now, we're talking 400-500 calories for your breakfast alone.
Right.
And if we are now talking here that we know that people put on a lot of weight over the COVID.
Yeah.
We're talking the famous stone, and people were overweight and obese already before. So people needed to lose weight for health reasons already before.
A spoonful of honey and a dash of maple syrup and
maple
some milk
syrup,
or
why?
Well, it's just, it's natural,
and
isn't it? It's plant-based and all of that.
You probably haven't even measured your...
But is that not a most healthy breakfast?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not. There's a lot of carbohydrate. There's a lot of sugars.
So this
is where the problem is. Now, if you have normal weight and you don't need to lose weight and you are active and you have that breakfast and then you take into your lunchtime, that's great. But we have to remember that most people on a daily basis are putting on slowly weight. We're talking on a yearly rate.
Right.
We talk about 2.5-5 kilos of weight. That's before COVID. So maintaining your weight in a current obesogenic environment is already
but I balance that by going for a run. So I'll go out and do 6K then. So maybe
then that's a different story. Because now you have already burnt around 400-500 calories.
Right. So that's, and I don't feel hungry until lunchtime and I don't need to snack. So how do we, so that's one way maybe I'm thinking that I'm never hungry until lunch then after that. So snacking then, how do we break the cycle?
mean, first of all, you know, if you need something, we want to give people some options. For example, I will always say that something may be dairy, like a little piece of cheese is very good because it's not high in sugar. So it's also good for your teeth. So, for example, mm-hmm. you know, 20 grams of cheddar cheese. Now, again, here we're talking about you need to be prepared, having something with you when you're out and about, because it's easy option would be just to grab a chocolate bar, which is 300 calories and just gives you sugars and no nutritional value. If you are at home or you're in an office, again, bring with yourself a little pot of natural yogurt. Like you said, there you could put a little bit of berries in it, or you could have low-fat cottage cheese, which is a slightly higher in protein. I always say to people, try to include a little bit of protein in your every meal, because protein is more satisfying long-term, gives you a longer-lasting satiety.
So that's dairy or meat, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And of course, you have protein in vegetables as well. And personally, I always think that our diet should be based on vegetables. So we should always have vegetables with every meal, because we otherwise we can't reach our 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. That's the recommended daily intake.
And I find I drink a lot of water now, drinking lots of water. And I find that maybe that breaks the habit of, you know, if you sit there, you
have a... Very good point, because often people feel hungry or peggish because they are thirsty. And obviously,
well, you like to have something in your hand as you're reading something online or reading a paper. So instead of the coffee or
And we know that,
else,
I mean, I battle myself with my water intake and I have to continuously remind myself. Now, we can also get our liquid in our food. So, for example, soups. I'm a great advocate of soups, and even in summertime when people obviously typically like more salads, I feel that a warm soup is much more filling. You can mix it with different vegetables, you can change the flavor with a little bit of spices. But I think when we're talking about all this, how to maintain your weight and most important lose the weight if you carry excess weight, is to bring it back to why we are doing this. We're talking about health.
Yes.
And we're talking about metabolic syndrome, syndrome X, pre-diabetes, which over 800,000 people in Ireland are suffering at the moment without knowing about it. So basically, if we know that before COVID, over 60% of Irish people were overweight or obese.
And didn't Boris Johnson say this week, you know, he came out and said the fact that he described himself as obese.
Yeah,
He's 17 and a half stone. I don't think he's 6 foot, but he'd be... And he said that that put him at more risk.
Absolutely. And he's putting at risk at chronic conditions. But because we are talking here continuously about COVID and we're talking about those death cases and serious cases who end up in ICUs, because we also know that a lot of people are asymptomatic and have very mild symptoms. And we all want to be getting the mild symptoms if we are infected, and we maybe would like to be asymptomatic. And that seems to be where our immunity plays a huge role.
Yeah.
And this is where every one of us is responsible for our own health and doing the right choices. And the best way to start is to make sure that you can have as healthy weight as you can. So not have central obesity, not have that deep visceral fat, which is linked to the worst outcomes of COVID-19. And because this virus is going to be around for quite some time, it's not...
Give ourselves every chance.
Give yourself every chance. And I don't want to be the party pooper. I think we need to live our lives.
Yeah.
But as I said, if you are sitting at home and you're overweight, if you are able to maintain that level of overweight going further, you're already doing well. If you want to take it one step further, try to reduce it. Weight management is hard work. It's difficult. It can be done. And all those people who have done it and have reached a healthier lifestyle, they all say that they regret they didn't do it earlier.
Right, okay. Well, I'm giving up the porridge now and I'm going to go back to having a fry up every Saturday morning now instead.
No, I think you didn't get me. I think I need to come back next Saturday.
Well, maybe. Well, Dorothy says, brilliant plan. I'm down 11 pounds following Dr. Ava's diet on your show. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
So well
thank
done.
Thank you.
Well
thank
done you. To you, Dorothy. So just listen, and I'm sure there's podcasts up there. So it's lovely meeting you, Dr. Ava, and the best of luck to everybody out there.
And I want to wish all the best for everyone. And you can still go to the restaurant, just do the good choices, because we need to keep Ireland going.
We do. It's all about balance.
Absolutely.
Balance is the key in everything.